In his speech, Willy Brandt first defends the Social Democratic Party against any criticism of its socialist aims. His strong North German accent, which he wouldn't drop until a few years later, is striking.
Es gibt da Leute, die sich allen Ernstes die nationale Einheit in Deutschland so vorstellen, dass die Sozialdemokratie auf ihr demokratisch-sozialistisches Programm verzichtet.
There are people who in all seriousness imagine that national unity in Germany means social democrats renouncing their democratic socialist program. Oh no. Socialism is not a leisure activity for this party. We are social democrats because we know from bitter experience that democracy can only be permanent in this country if it is reinforced by socialism. The Americans should take note of this as well.
Brandt sharply condemns the communist SED, the Socialist Unity Party of Germany, which was formed in East Germany, and the regime of People's Democracy, as Stalin called communist rule in countries in the Soviet sphere of influence after 1945.
Das, was sich uns seit 1945 als SED offenbart, hat doch mit dem Marxismus nicht das Geringste zu tun.
What has emerged as the SED since 1945 has absolutely nothing to do with Marxism. And what has called itself People's Democracy in the Soviet occupation zone and elsewhere has turned out to be a mockery of Marxism. There is no common ground, and there cannot be any, between democratic socialism and terrorist communism.
At the end of his speech, Brandt underlines the SPD's firm commitment to Western democracy.
For us, dear comrades, there is no neutrality in the conflict between liberty and slavery, between democracy and dictatorship. You have to show what side you're on, if necessary, every day and with everything that implies.
Es gibt für uns, Genossinnen und Genossen, keine Neutralität in der Auseinandersetzung zwischen Freiheit und Knechtschaft, zwischen Demokratie und Diktatur. Da gilt es, Farbe zu bekennen, jeden Tag, wenn notwendig und mit allen Konsequenzen.